We want to praise the Lord for the beautiful hymn.
我们为刚才诗班所献的诗歌献上感谢，赞美神。
This morning, I'd like to speak to you on the topic of the true believer is a follower of Jesus.
今天早上我证道的题目是真信徒是个跟随耶稣的人。
And our primary passage this morning is going to be from Luke chapter 9, verse 23.
我们的主要的经文是在路加福音第九章第二十三节。
Please look with me in your Bibles at the words of Jesus.
我现在要念，请各位跟着我看圣经，路加福音第九章第二十三节。
Then he said to them all, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me."
路加福音第九章第二十三节，耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity that we have to worship you this morning.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你今天早上赐给我们这个机会来敬拜你。
And Father, I pray that we would truly worship you in spirit and in truth.
也求天父帮助我们，让我们用心灵跟诚实来敬拜你。
I pray, O Lord, that your Holy Spirit would use your word to speak to us this morning.
求主的灵能够帮助我们明白你的话。
And as we were reminded this morning from the book of Ephesians, that your Spirit would use your word to remind us once again of the love of Christ.
今天早上你借着今天早上的经文提醒我们，你的爱是何等的长阔高深。
We commit this time now into your hands.
我们把以下的时间交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
DTR.
有一个英文叫 DTR.
For those of you who are in the know,It is an acronym that stands for Define the Relationship.
那些认识这个英文字的人都知道，这个意思就是定义你跟人的关系。
These are three letters that many people do not like to hear.
这三个英文字母很多人不喜欢听。
Particularly those who are not ready to commit to a serious relationship.
特别是那些还没有打算要认真严肃的对待某个人际关系的人，更不愿意听这三个字。
Sometimes how one person defines the state of a relationship is very different from how the other person defines it.
有的时候，一个人如何定义一个关系，跟另外一个人如何定义一个关系，可能是非常不同的。
One person may see the relationship as being in a very serious state.
某一个人可能认为，某种关系，是，已经非常严肃，非常认真的，在进行了。
With wholehearted commitment.
他全心全意的，放在这个关系上。
Faithfulness.
他，专心一致的，信守承诺的，放在这个关系上。
Devotion.
而且他专心致力的来培养这种关系。
Forever.
而且这种关系对他来说是永恒的，是永久不会改变。
While the other person perhaps just wants to have some of the benefits of marriage.
但是对于另外一个人来说，可能他只要婚姻的某种好处。
But without the commitment of marriage.
但是他不愿意承担婚姻所 带来的责任或义务。
Yes, we have a relationship.
是的，我跟某某人是有一种关系存在。
As long as things are good and you hold up your end of the bargain.
如果一切都进行得很顺利，而且如果你持守住这桩交易的一些条件的话。
As long as you won't ask too much of me in the way of commitment.
只要你不要求我太多。
As long as you give me my space whenever I want it.
只要你给我一些空间，让给我自由。
As long as you don't take up too much of my time, energy, money, and resources.
只要你不要我花太多的我的时间或精力或钱财在你身上的话。
One person wants marriage, the other person just wants to live together.
所以一个人可能他要的是婚姻，另外一个人可能要的只是两个人住在一起。
And when Jesus calls people to follow him in Luke 9:23,
当主耶稣在约翰在路加福音第九章第二十三节呼召人去跟从他的时候，
he was telling them that he wants to define the relationship.
他告诉他们耶稣自己他要来界定他跟信徒之间的关系是怎么样的一种关系。
And the type of relationship that Jesus wants to define is exactly like that of a marriage.
耶稣对这种关系所下的定义跟我们的婚姻很相像。
We can see this in Ephesians 5.
我们可以从以弗所书第五章看得出来。
With complete commitment, faithfulness, and loyal devotion to him.
就是要毫无保留的对他信实，对他忠心，毫无保留的爱他。
The verse begins, then he said to them all, if anyone.
所以他就一开始耶稣又对众人说。
Jesus was saying to the crowd, whoever.
耶稣对的是一群群众不管是哪一个人。
It doesn't matter who you are, your race, your gender.
不管你是什么人，你是哪一个种族的人，或者是你是哪个性别的人。
It doesn't matter where you've been in life.
不管你过去曾经去过什么地方。
It doesn't matter what you've done in your life.
不管你曾经做过些什么事。
The Bible says in John 3:16.
圣经在约翰福音第三章第十六节告诉我们。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That whoever believes in him.
叫信他的不管是谁
shall not perish but have eternal life
不至灭亡反得永生。
But John 3:16 cannot be separated from Luke 9:23.
但是约翰福音第三章第十六节必须跟着路加福音第九章第二十三节一起看。
When Jesus was on earth and he called people to himself,
当耶稣还在世上的时候，他呼召人跟从他。
He made it crystal clear that coming to him and following him was not simply to just believe in his existence or even to believe that he was the Son of God or the Messiah.
耶稣可是很清楚的、很明白的告诉人，所谓的跟从他，不仅仅是相信他的存在，甚至不仅仅是相信他是神的儿子。
To only have head knowledge.
因为这些也不仅仅就是一些头脑的知识。
Because even the demons believe these things about Jesus.
因为这些事情就是魔鬼也信。
And they knew who he was when he was on earth.
魔鬼知道耶稣在世上的时候，魔鬼知道他是神的儿子。
From all that Jesus said that we see in Scripture, believing always goes together with following.
从圣经里头耶稣对我们说的所有的话中，我们发现 信他跟跟从他是不可分开的。
There is no believing without following.
信他就必须跟从他。
A true believer is a follower.
一个真正的信徒是他的一个真正的追随者。
And we will be looking at what it means to follow Jesus as he defined it.
我们等一下就要看看从主耶稣的角度来看，在他看来所谓的跟从他是什么意思。
If anyone would come after me,
若有人要跟从我。
When Jesus said this phrase, would come after me,
当主说要跟从我的时候，
there is a strong sense of love that goes with that.
在这儿有隐藏着一个强烈的爱。
It is referring to coming after Jesus in a loving pursuit.
他的意思就是跟从的意思就是爱的追随。
Because the most amazing truth is that the one who created this universe,
因为最让人惊叹的一个真理就是那位创造宇宙万物的神
was also the one who came after us,
也是那位追求寻找我们的
who pursued us,
他追求我们寻找我们
and we come after him,
我们现在要跟从他
and pursue him in love because he first pursued us in love,
并且因着爱要追随他，因为他先爱了我们。
1 John 4:19 says, "We love because he first loved us."
约翰一书第四章第十九节说，我们爱，因为他先爱了我们。
Luke 19:10 says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost."
路加福音第十九章第十节说，神的儿子来到世上寻找失丧的人。
The next part of the verse says that he must deny himself.
那么刚才的经文的第二部分就说这样的人若有人要跟从我他当舍己。
This is not referring to just occasionally saying no to yourself.
这不是说只是偶然或者偶尔一两次你对自己说不。
The true sense is actually denying your own existence.
这个舍己真正的意思是放弃或者舍弃你自己的存在。
What this means is that your life is no longer about what you want or prefer.
意思就是说你的生命你的生活不再是属于你的不再跟你自己喜欢什么或没有关系了。
But it is all about what Jesus wants, what God wants.
你的生命从今以后是属于主的就是完全是根据他喜欢什么他要什么。
Denying yourself means wanting Jesus and what he wants over everything else in your life.
舍己的意思就是舍弃一切只是主爱要什么喜欢什么我们就要什么喜欢什么。
Even over our family, if necessary.
甚至在某些情况之下我们必须把主放在我们的家庭我们的家人之上。
Recently, I read an article about a speaker who was invited to speak in Africa.
最近我读到一篇文章是有一个讲员他受邀请到非洲去讲道。
And he went to speak at an evangelistic meeting there.
他去非洲一个福音大会演讲。
And after the message of the gospel, he had a calling.
在他说完了他的福音的信息之后他做了一个呼召。
Who wants to receive Jesus as Savior and follow him as Lord?
他说谁愿意接受耶稣基督做他的救主做他的主跟从耶稣。
And there were two young men who stood up to respond to that call.
有两个人站起来回应他的呼召。
Later, he was staying in the home of a local missionary there.
后来，这个人他是借住在一个当地的宣教士的家里。
And he saw two young men approaching the missionary's house with large bags over their shoulders.
他就看到两个年轻人，出现在这位宣教士的家里，他们的背上都背着。两个大袋子。
And he recognized them as the two that had stood up in the evangelistic meeting.
他就然后他发现这两个就是那两个回应他在福音大会上呼召的人。
And he asked the missionary, why are they here?
所以他就问这个宣教士为什么他们在这儿呢？
And the missionary told him, because they have been rejected by their family and by the entire village.
那么这位宣教士就告诉他们，这两个人被他们的家人，被他们的全村的人都弃绝了。
And the speaker was so concerned. He was saying, these are just baby Christians. They just received Jesus. This is going to be too much for them to take. It will discourage them.
这个讲员，就非常的，担心。他说他们只不过是刚刚接受主，他们还在信主的路上还很年轻又嫩，这样的遭遇对他们来说可能是太过了，也许会影响他们的信心。
But the missionary assured him that he didn't have to be concerned about that.
但是宣教士告诉这位讲员说，他不必担心。
He told him that they knew this would happen.When they committed their life to Jesus.
他告诉这位讲员说，当这两个年轻人决定接受主的时候，他们就已经知道后果会是怎么样。
Denying yourself means wanting Jesus even over our family.
所以舍己的意思就是，把耶稣，把主放在自己，即使是自己最爱的家人，家庭之上。
In our comfort and convenience.
也放在我们认为舒适的东西或者我们认为方便的情况之上。
In Matthew 19:16.
马太福音第十九章第十六节这么说。
We see that denying self means wanting Jesus and what he wants even over money and things.
我们从马太福音第十九章第十六节，我们可以看到，跟从耶稣就是把它放在所有的物质的享受、钱财之上。
Now a man came up to Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life?"
马太福音第十九章第十六节，有一个人来见耶稣说：“夫子，我该做什么善事才能得永生？”
And in verse 21.
第21节
Jesus answered, if you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me.
耶稣说，你若愿意做完全人，可去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。
In the case of this young man,
在这个年轻，这个少年人。
Jesus was not saying that this is the sure way to eternal life.
耶稣并没有对这个富有的少年人说，这样子你就一定可以得永生。
To just sell, go out and sell all your things.
耶稣并没有说，只要你变卖你所有的分给穷人，你就可以得永生。
Because salvation is not...salvation is by faith alone and not by works.
因为得救是本乎恩并不是靠着行为或者做善事。
Faith in Jesus.
就是对所谓的信就是对耶稣这位神子有信。
But Jesus knew that it was this man's money and things that kept him from being a follower of Jesus.
但是耶稣之所以这么回答那位富有的少年人，是因为耶稣知道，他的钱财是拦阻他跟从耶稣的主要的原因。
Jesus knew that this young man already had a god, already had an idol, and that was his money.
耶稣知道这个少年人已经有了一位神，已经有了一个偶像，就是他的钱财，他的财宝。
Denying self can mean wanting Jesus and whatever he wants over solely the school guidance counselor's advice for your future.
舍己也可能应用在另外一个情况，就是不管你学校的辅导员怎么给你建议，你把主耶稣基督放在他所要的，他所要你做的放在一切之上。
It means wanting Jesus and what he wants over my pet video games and all the time spent on them.
也可能的意思就是他比我最喜欢的这个电玩更重要。
Over who I'm with in a relationship.
或者他跟我现在比现在交往的某一个人更重要。
Over looking at internet porn.
他比我上网看色情的东西更重要。
Over my freedom to do whatever I want.
他甚至比我做我所要做的，我这个所享有的自由更重要。
Over what others think about me and wanting others to like me over what God wants for me.
神要我做什么，他希望我变成什么样的人，应该是远比别人怎么看我，我在别人心目中是怎么样的人更重要。
There was a report on MSNBC that came out about a new group of vegetarians called flexitarians.
在 NBC 有这么一个报道，就是关于现在有一群所谓吃素的素食主义者，有一种新的的这样的一些人出现。
A young woman who was part of this following was interviewed, and she said that she usually eats vegetarian, but she really likes bacon.
有这种新出现的人之中的一个代表，就是有一个年轻的女士，她接受采访，她说我喜欢吃素，但是我更喜欢那个烟熏的培根。
I really like vegetarian food, but I'm just not 100% committed.
我真的喜欢素食，但是我不是100%的完全吃素。
But denying self means no exception clauses.
所以舍己的意思就是没有除非这样的字眼。
Yes, I want to follow Jesus, but I don't ever want to give up any of my possessions.
是的，我要跟从耶稣基督，但是我从来没有想过我要放弃我所拥有的某些东西。
But I won't forgive the people who hurt me so badly.
我要跟从耶稣基督，但是我绝对不会饶恕那些曾经很重重的伤害过我的人。
But I won't save sex until marriage.
我要跟从耶稣基督，但是我不会保持婚前的贞洁。
But I won't give up any of my hard-earned money for the Lord's work.
我要跟从耶稣基督，但是我不愿意把我辛辛苦苦挣来的钱放在他的事工上。
I want to follow Jesus unless this comes up. Unless I like it, then I follow myself.
我要跟从耶稣基督，但是当某个事情出现的时候，或者某一个情况发生的时候，那么我就会喜欢选择那个。
This is not denying yourself.
这个不是舍己的意思。
Denying self also means signing up to be a slave.
舍己也有另外一层意思，就是你愿意做个奴仆。
Not a servant, but a slave.
不仅是一个仆人而已，而是奴仆。
And that is what the Bible repeatedly refers to as the one who who belongs to Jesus, is a bond slave, a doulos, the lowest of the low type of slave, who has no rights whatsoever of his own.
圣经一而再再而三的的用奴仆来描写那些跟从他的人。这个奴仆是仆人里头最卑贱的，他自己一无所有，没有拥有什么，这是一个最卑贱的职位。
But in the New Testament, whenever a bond slave is used to describe a true believer,
但是在新约里头，当奴仆被用来形容或者是指一个信徒的时候，
it always carries with it a good sense of pride.
那么这个字眼通常带着一个正面的欢喜或者是得意的含义。
That I belong to Jesus.
意思就是说我是属于耶稣的。
He owns me.
他拥有我。
And I have given up all my rights to him.
我已经放弃了我所有原有的权利跟从他。
Not out of compulsion or obligation.
不是出于勉强或者出于一种责任感。
But out of love.
而完完全全是出于我爱他。
Because he first loved me and gave up all his rights for me.
因为他先爱了我，他先为了我的缘故，他放弃了他所有的权利。
Being a bond slave of Christ out of love is represented in Exodus chapter 21.
作为一个耶稣的奴仆，有一个描写是在使徒行传
Exodus.
是在出埃及记第二十一章。
And in the Old Testament, people were allowed to have slaves, but to keep them, they could keep them for only 7 years, after which they had to let them go free.
在旧约时代，他们规定，一个人可以拥有奴仆七年，然后七年以后，他们就要释放奴仆，让他重得自由。
In verses 5 and 6 of Exodus 21, it describes the relationship between a slave and a loving master.
但是在出埃及记第21章第五节到第六节，我们看到有些的奴仆跟爱他的主人之间的关系。
It says, but if it's time for the servant or the slave to go free, but if the slave declares, I love my master, and my wife and children, and do not want to go free.
如果奴仆到了，他可以自由的时候，他但是他说我爱我的主人和我的妻子儿女，不愿意自由出去。
Then his master must take him before the judges. He shall take him to the door or the doorpost and pierce his ear with an awl. Then he will be his servant or slave for life.
他的主人就要带他到审判官那里，又要带他到门前，靠着门框，用锥子穿他的耳朵，他就永远服侍主。
And as believers,
作为一个信徒,
true believers are those who stand before their Savior and Master Jesus.
一个真信徒就是那些站在他的救主耶稣基督的面前。
Standing there with their ears pierced.
站在那儿用锥子已经有锥子穿过他的耳朵了。
And saying to him, I am your slave for life.
并且对主说，我是你一辈子的仆人。
Because I love you and I don't want to go.
因为我爱你，我不愿意自由出去。
We see this repeatedly in the authors of the books of the Bible.
所以我们这样的一个情景我们在圣经里头常常会看见。
At the beginning of many epistles.
在很多书信的前面。
At the beginning of 2 Peter 1:1, it says, Simon Peter, he didn't qualify himself as a good friend of Jesus or the preacher on the day of Pentecost.
比方说在彼得后书
一章一节。
一章一节，彼得这么说他，这么描写他自己，耶稣基督的使徒彼得，在哪？彼得后书 ，right？
彼得后书 ，yeah。
Sorry，
it says Simon Peter。
做耶稣基督仆人和的西门彼得。
A bond slave. The word is doulos, bond slave, an apostle of Jesus Christ.
在原文里头，这个仆人的意思其实就是奴仆、奴隶。
James chapter 1 verse 1, James says, a servant or a bond slave of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ.
雅各在雅各书里头也这么称呼他自己是耶稣基督的仆人或者奴隶、奴仆。
He did not even mention the fact that he was the half-brother of Jesus.
雅各并没有指出他自己的另外一个身份，主耶稣基督的兄弟。
In Jude 1:1, Jude, a bond slave of Jesus Christ.
在犹大书也是这么，作者也是这么描写他自己是耶稣基督的奴隶、奴仆。
Paul repeatedly referred to himself as a bond slave of Jesus.
使徒保罗总是常常的用奴仆来描写他自己。
Just a few examples that these writers of scripture wore the title of bond slave like a badge of honor at the top of the list of their credentials.
这只是几个例子，让我们看见这些真信徒们，他们好像是带着一个奴仆，是他们一个荣誉的徽章。他们把这样一种身份放在他们的所有的。他们履历表所有的成就的最的第一个。
In your spiritual resume, what would be the top credential in your spiritual? Would it be I am a bond slave of Jesus?
所以在我们属灵的履历表上，我们把什么放在最前面起头呢？是不是耶稣基督的奴仆呢？
The relationship that we have to Jesus is that of a slave to a loving master.
我们跟耶稣的关系应该是一个奴仆跟爱他的主人之间的那样的关系。
This is why Jesus is referred to as Lord.
这就是为什么我们称耶稣是主。
In the Old Testament, the word Lord used of God was Yahweh.
在旧约里头，这个主他的原文是 Yahweh.
The New Testament counterpart of that word Yahweh is the word Kurios.
在新约里头跟亚伟相对应的一个字就是
Kurios,
which
is repeatedly used of Jesus.
在新约里头这样一个字眼是用来指耶稣基督的。
And denying self will also involve sacrifice.
舍己也包含着牺牲。
I was really encouraged recently by a sister who has just been a Christian for a very short period of time.
最近一位年轻姐妹，她信主没多久，她的给我很大的激励。
And this sister has been helping out in our Awana program.
这位年轻的姐妹，她在我们教会的 Awana 里头服侍。
And she said that as she was praying about whether or not she should help out with Awana.
她说。当他在祷告，他是不是应该参与 Awana 的事工的时候
？Which is virtually every Sunday afternoon.
在我们教在 Alhambra 教会里头，这个 Awana 是在每个星期天的下午举行。
She was hesitant because she said that was really the only free time that she really had for herself.
他有一点儿，他起初有一点犹豫，因为在一个礼拜当中，其实星期天的下午是他唯一可以自由运用的时间。
But she said that as she was praying, she was convicted that the Lord was reminding her, "I have given you this free time, therefore you should use it for me."
他说，但是他祷告了以后，他决定了，因为他神对他说：“我把这个自由的时间给你，所以你应该用在我身上。”所以因着这个这样的 因着这个缘故，她就参与了挖拿的事工。
And she responded in obedience and is serving joyfully and is such a blessing to all those around her, to the kids and the co-workers.
她顺从了神的命令，她很欢喜的在挖拿服侍，因此她也成为她的同工，还有那些孩子们的一个祝福。
And whenever it comes to sacrificing for Jesus' sake, it is always out of love.
当我们为主耶稣基督牺牲的时候，应该都是由于爱的缘故。
Of your time, of your preferences, of your finances.
牺牲你的时间，牺牲你的喜好，牺牲你的金钱。
Even possibly of your life in some cases.
甚至于在某些情况下，你可能还必须牺牲你的生命。
This is emphasized in Jesus' next part of the verse, Jesus, the phrase in the next part of the verse where he says, and take up his cross daily.
所以耶稣就在最后第三部分，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
This phrase takes denying self to the ultimate level.
这个部分，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我，把舍己带到一个最高的境界。
To be willing even to die for Jesus.
甚至于不惜牺牲自己的性命。
Companies use slogans to attract people.
一般的公司，他们用一些口号或来吸引顾客。
Melts in your mouth, not in your hand. What does that represent?M&Ms, you know it. It works.
它在你的嘴里融化，不是在你的手里融化。
It's the ultimate driving machine.
这是一个
All the guys say BMW, yeah.
这是一个登峰造极的驾驶机器。我们知道那是 BMW 的广告。
Just do it. Of course, yeah. It keeps going and going and going.
就
Energizer battery.
这个 Energizer 的电池的广告就是它会一直一直一直让你继续下去。
Yeah, doesn't stop.
Okay.
So these slogans represent and are ways that it they want people to remember them.
这些广告就意思代表这些公司希望。这顾客是这么的记住他们。
They want to attract you to their company or product.
他们要把顾客或把人吸引到他们公司来，或者是吸引顾客来买他们的商品。
But if Jesus had a slogan to attract people to him, what would it be?
如果耶稣也用一个广告或一个口号来吸引人跟从他，那么我们想那会是什么样的广告或口号呢？
He must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
那就是舍己，天天背起十字架来跟从我。
The shortened version is come and die.
简单的说就是来而且死。
That was the direct sense of what it meant to take up his cross daily.
这就是天天背起十字架来跟从我的意思。
The cross during the time of Jesus was a symbol of death.
在主耶稣基督的时代，十字架是死亡的象征。
The people who heard Jesus say this knew exactly what a cross represented.
那些听到当年听到主耶稣这么说的人，完全明白主耶稣的意思。
Brothers and sisters, I know that this may not make a whole lot of sense to us here in this country, but there are many believers even now in third world countries who are losing their lives for Jesus.
各位弟兄姐妹们，也许你们会觉得不敢相信，在现在这个时代，在这个国家，但是的确是有从这个国家出去的一些宣教士，他们在第三世界为主殉道。
The Roman government would sometimes crucify as many as 2,000 people that took part in a rebellion against the government and lined them along the main roads.
罗马政府有的时候在镇压的一个叛变之后，他们会一下子处死2000人之多。那些叛变的分子，他们让他们排列在路上。
The cross was a symbol of humiliation.
十字架是屈辱的象征。
Telling the criminal and the people, you are nothing.
十字架告诉那些罪犯，还有告诉周围围观的人说，被钉在十字架上的那个人，是。什么都不是。
It was meant to tell Jesus, you are nothing.
所以当他们把耶稣钉在十字架上的时候，他们的意思就是你什么都不是。
And to take up your cross daily means that you are willing to be treated as nothing by others, even as Christ was treated.
所以背起十字架来跟从耶稣的意思就是你愿意，就像耶稣当年一样，你愿意被所有的人瞧不起。
It was also a symbol of suffering.
十字架也是苦难的受苦的象征。
And representing that we are willing to go through ridicule, humiliation, and even suffering for His sake.
他的意思就是我们为着主的缘故，愿意被人讥讽、嘲笑，愿意经历一切的羞辱。
There are many verses that tell us that following Jesus is going to cost us something.
有很多的经文告诉我们，如果我们决定跟从耶稣基督，我们必须付代价。
Because of time, we won't go through all of them, but I do want to just mention Luke 6:22.
因为时间的缘故，我们不可能每一个经文都看，但是我想跟各位分享《路加福音》
六章。I'll just read it. Luke 6:22, it says, Blessed are you when men hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man.
路加福音第六章第二十二节，人为人子恨恶你们，拒绝你们，辱骂你们，弃掉你们的名，以为是恶，你们就有福了。
Philippians 1:29, just one more. It says, For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for him.
腓立比书第一章第二十九节的大意是你们你们属于主的要为他受苦。
The slogan, the broken down slogan, come and die, is not a very good way to attract people to Jesus from a human standpoint.
从人的角度来看，为主破碎，为主而死，不太能够吸引人来认识，来接受这位神。
But Jesus was not calling fans or admirers to himself. He was calling followers.
但是主耶稣不是在找一群迷他的人，或者是佩服他的人来跟从他，他所找的是真正的要追随他的人。
Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was a German Lutheran pastor that was martyred for his faith, in a concentration camp.
有一个德国的宣教士，他
Dietrich Bonhoeffer
他是为主殉道的。
He coined the words, when Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die.
他这么说，当主耶稣基督呼召一个人的时候，他要求那个人来，而且死。
Taking up the cross daily also involves dying to ourselves daily.
天天背起十字架来跟从主，也意味着要天天对自己死。
Daily and consistently as you go through your day, you keep this in your mind.
每一天，所以要我们当一天一天的过着时候，我们要贯彻始终这样的一个命令。
Lord, not what I want to do, but what do you want me to do?
主啊，不是我要做什么，而是你要我做什么。
The best example of denying self and taking up the cross daily is that of Christ in Gethsemane.
天天背起十字架，来，天天背起十字架最好的例子就是耶稣基督自己。
As he is preparing to go to the cross for our sins.
当他将要上十字架，为我们的罪的缘故上十字架的时候，
and he knows the suffering that he will face.
他知道他将要经历什么样的苦难。
In Luke 22:42, he says, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done."
在路加福音第二十二章第四十二节，他对天父说：“如果你愿意，请你把这个苦杯挪去，但是不要照着我的意思，乃要照着你的意思。”
The last phrase, the last part of Luke 9:23, Jesus says, "And follow me."
路加福音第九章第二十三节，最后一句，最后一部分是跟从我。
I'd like for us to look at Luke chapter 9, verse 57.
我们请一起来看路加福音第九章第二十。
那五十七。
第五十七节。
In Luke 9:57 and following, we see some examples of what it means to follow Jesus.
路加福音第九章第五十七节，我们看到一些实例，让我们知道所谓跟从耶稣是什么意思。
And in verse 57 and 58, we see that following Jesus means wherever he wants us to go.
第五十七节、第五十八节，让我们看见，跟从主耶稣就是他去哪里，我们就去哪里。
Well, wherever he wants us to go.
他要我们去哪里，我们就去哪里。
As they were walking along the road, a man said to him,to Jesus, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head."
他们走路的时候，有一个人对耶稣说，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。耶稣说，狐狸有洞，天上的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。
Here was a man that seemed to be on the right track.
这个问话的人好像在信仰的道路上是走在正轨上。
Even taking the initiative in wanting to follow Jesus wherever he wanted him to go.
因为他主动的问耶稣说，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。
It sounded good.
听起来非常动听。
But Jesus saw the lack of sincerity in his heart.
但是主耶稣知道他的内心并不是诚恳的。
And he put his finger exactly on what brought about that lack of sincerity.
所以耶稣就针对他的缺点来问他、这个。
The man had put too much emphasis, was putting too much emphasis on comfort and security in his life.
因为耶稣知道这个人非常重视他生命中或生活上的舒适跟方便。
Following Jesus may mean that you will have to give up your comfort and security in life in going wherever he wants you to go.
跟从耶稣可能是说，也可能意味着你在必要的时候，你必须放弃你的舒适的生活或方便的生活，到耶稣神要你去的地方。
Not only to a particular place.
不一定是指一个某个地方。
But it can also apply to wherever he wants you to go in a relationship.
这也可能也可能指的是在人际关系上他要你走的他要你去的方向。
Wherever he wants you to go in a career.
或者在工作上，在事业上他要你做的。
Not long ago, I was talking to a college student.
不久以前，我跟一个大学生谈话。
This college student professes faith in Christ.
这个大学生，承认了主，接受了主。
But in choosing a college, he didn't even bother to pray once.
但是在选择大学这个问题上，他连 一次的祷告他都没做。
He chose the college he went to simply based on advantages and disadvantages purely.
他只是根据上某个大学有些什么好处，有些什么坏处，来做决定。
And now he was finishing up his college years.
现在他快要大学毕业了。
And he had to decide on what his career would be.
他现在得决定大学毕业以后他要找什么样的工作。
And I asked him, have you prayed about this?
我问他你为你的工作为你的前途祷告过吗
?What does God want you to do?
你问过神他要你做什么吗
?I haven't prayed.
他说我还没祷告。
How can a follower of Jesus not even be concerned about where Jesus wants him to go or her to go?
所以一个自认为是主耶稣基督的跟随者怎么可能不想神要他到哪儿去呢
Following Jesus wherever may mean that you have to leave your comfort zone.
你无论往哪里去我要跟从你也可能意味着你必须离开你的舒适区。
Maybe to take on a task or responsibility in serving him that before you felt that it was just too difficult for you to do.
或者可能是负起某些的责任或承担某个工作而这个责任或工作是你一向觉得很困难的。
Or he may want you to wherever may mean that Jesus may want you to get more into some type of outreach ministry, although you're really scared of personal evangelism.
你无论哪里去我要跟从你也可能是他要你出外把福音传出去而你是非常的害怕跟外人接触交往。
In our hymn book, there is a song by B.B. McKinney called Wherever He Leads, I'll Go.
在我们的生命圣诗里头有一首诗歌的意思就是他引领我往哪里去，我就去。
And this song was written during a Southern Baptist convention after hearing a speaker, R.S. Jones, a missionary to Brazil.
这首诗歌的写作是它的来源是在美南浸信会的一次大会上，这个作歌的人他听到了讲员 R.S. Jones 的讲道。
And Jones would no longer be able to serve in Brazil because of his health, and he came back.
这个讲员曾经在巴西做过神的事工，但是因为健康的原因，他不能够再去了。
And when McKinney asked him about his future plans, Jones replied, "I don't know, but wherever he leads, I'll go."
这个做歌的人叫 McKinney, 他问这个讲员你将来有什么计划这位讲员说我不知道但是神引领我到什么地方我就去那个地方。
Wherever he leads, I'll go. I'll follow my Christ who loves me so. Wherever he leads, I'll go.
不管他引领我到哪儿去我会会去我会永远的跟随这位这么爱我的主。
He penned that song and sang it to the congregation before the evening was over.
所以这位作曲家作歌的人他受到这样的灵感所以在那个大会还没有结束以前他就完成了这个作品而且有机会对群众让群众唱。
Following Jesus also means whenever he wants you to do something.
跟从耶稣也表示他要你什么时候要你做什么事情你就做。
In Luke 9:59-60, he said to another man, follow me. But the man replied, Lord, first, let me go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God.
路加福音第九章第五十九节又对一个人说跟从我来。那人说主容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。耶稣说任凭主死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。
Whenever he wants you to do something.
不管什么时候，耶稣要你做什么事情。
Notice that the first thing that this man does is to put Jesus off. First.
首先，我们注意到的是，这个人对主耶稣的命令，他的吩咐，采取一种拖延的方法。
In other words, now is not a good time.
意思就是，我现在，容我先。他用这个先，意思就是现在不是我跟从你最适当的时候。
Let me do what I want to do first.
让我先做完我要做的吧。
After college.
毕业，大学毕业以后。
After marriage, after the kids leave home.
结婚，让我先结了婚以后。
When the job
让我的孩子先长大成人离家以后。
When the job becomes less demanding.
让我的工作不这么让我忙碌的时候以后
，Many people keep on hitting that snooze button on when they begin to really follow Jesus.
就好像是我们的闹钟在催我们醒来，但是我们就按一下那个 snooze 的那好像让我们再小睡片刻吧。
Most likely, the man's father, according to Bible scholars, was not even sick at this time.
根据一些圣经学者的研究，很可能这个人说这话的人，他的父亲他的父亲根本没生病。
This was just an excuse for him to say later.
这不过他用这个做借口，意思就是说他不现在跟从耶稣。
When my parents die, when I get my inheritance, but not now.
当我的父母死了，在我父母死了以后，在我得到了我的遗产以后，我才跟从你，但是不是现在。
And then in the following verses, Jesus gives a summary statement of what it means to follow him in whatever.
那么在接下来的两段经文，耶稣把上面说的话做了一个总结。
Still another said, I will follow you, Lord. But first, let me go back and say goodbye to my family. Jesus replied, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God.
又有一人说，主，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。耶稣说，手扶着犁向后看的，不配进神的国。
Again, you have a person who says that he wants to follow Jesus, but Jesus knows that he's not sincere.
我们再一次看到有个人，他说他要跟从耶稣，但是耶稣知道他不是真心真意的这么说的。
He uses the excuse of going back to say goodbye as just an excuse to not follow. He's not referring to just a simple goodbye here.
他用的借口是容我先去辞别我家里的人，我现在还不能跟从你。他所谓的辞别不仅仅就是说再见。
This person's problem was always looking back to what he had before.
这个人的毛病是他总是往后看，看他过去曾经拥有的。
Not allowing him to wholeheartedly do whatever Jesus wanted him to do, to follow him.
他总是往后看，以至于他不能够全心全意的做耶稣要他做的事。
He was always holding something back, he was always looking back.
他总是有所保留，他总是往过去看。
And Jesus, that's why Jesus gives the example of the farmer with the plow, always looking forward, moving ahead.
所以耶稣就用农夫做例子，他说一个扶着犁向后看的农夫不配进神的国。
Jesus, I want to follow you, but I want to hold on to this. I want to hold on to this. I like what I had before. I keep looking back to it.
主啊，我要跟从你，但是我还要紧紧地抓住这个，抓住那个，我还要往回看。
It could be a hobby, a pastime, a person.
这个所谓的往后看，紧紧地抓住自己所拥有的，可能是一个嗜好，可能是一个别的东西。
A certain comfort level, and you just keep looking back to it and going back to it.
或某种程度的舒适，你一直往后看，你不愿意放手。
Let me give you this example. If you have two people in a relationship, you are assume you are in a relationship with someone.
我现在给你一个例子，假定你现在跟某某人交往。
Both of you agree to be serious in this relationship.
你们两个人都说好了要认真的来看待这个关系。
And then one day you find that the other person's cell phone has a bunch of calls to a former acquaintance of the opposite sex.
然后有一天你发现这个人的手机里头他曾经给他过去认识的某位异性的人打很多电话。
You can be sure that that relationship with the person will not go far.
我们就可以百分之一百的确定这两人的关系不可能有更进一步的发展。
As long as that person keeps thinking back on that past relationship, that person will never be totally committed to you.
只要其中有一个人一直想念着还怀念着过去的话，那么这个人不可能全心全意的来发展或培养他跟另外一个人的关系。
Jesus is always totally committed to us.
耶稣总是百分之一百的来培养发展或者维持保持跟我们的关系。
But we are often like the person who is still holding on to what was in his past, not being able to let go.
但是我们常常是像那个人一样，他总是往回看，他总是紧紧地抓住他所有的过去，所有的他不愿意放手。
Following Jesus means wherever, whenever, whatever.
所以跟从主就是不管什么时候，不管什么地方，不管是什么事情，只要他吩咐我们，我们就得跟着他。
In conclusion,
最后
，being a true believer is having Jesus as the Savior and Lord of your life.
一个真信徒的意思就是耶稣是你的救主，也是你的主。
And following Him to the very end.
你要，我们得跟从他。一直到生命的尽头。
It is as Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says, to confess Jesus as Lord.
这就像罗马书第十章第九节告诉我们的，我们要承认主是我们的耶稣是我们的主。
It is not just an occasional fling with Christ when you need him to help you with troubles.
这个并不是，这个绝对不是当我们有困难有需要的时候我们就跑来找耶稣。
But some of you may say, what right does Jesus have to require this type of behavior from me?
那么你们中间有人可能会质问耶稣有什么权利要求我这么做。
What right does he have to define the relationship in this way?
他有什么权利如此的定义我跟他之间的关系。
Because in his love,
因为在他的爱里
he has come after us.
他先来寻找我们。
He has pursued us and sought after us.
他在后头追逐我们，最后他来寻找我们。
He has denied himself of the glory that he shared with the Father and came down to serve us.
他舍弃了他在天上跟父神在一起的所有的荣华，所有的能力、尊严。
Jesus says, I am among you as one who serves.
耶稣说，我在你们当中是服侍你们的。
Who serves as a slave.
像仆人一样的服侍你。
The Son of Man did not come to be served, the Bible tells us, but to serve.
圣经告诉我们，人子来不是要服侍人，乃是要不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍人。
And he has taken up his cross daily when he was on earth.
当耶稣在世的时候，他所做的就是天天背起他的十字架。
When he went through the sufferings of life for our sake.
他当他因着我们的缘故，经历到一切的艰难跟痛苦的时候，
and then literally taking up the cross and carrying it to Golgotha and dying upon it for our sins.
在他经历了世间所有的艰难跟痛苦之后，他 确确实实的上了十字架，为我们的缘故。
Does he not have the right to require that his followers would be willing to go through that for him?
所以，难道他没有权利要求跟从他的人也如此的心甘情愿的为他舍己吗？
Does he not have the right to define the relationship?
难道他没有权利来界定跟从他的人跟他之间应该是什么样的关系吗？
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Our dear Lord Jesus,
我们亲爱的主耶稣，
we come before you, and we want to thank you, and we want to worship you.
我们来到你的面前，我们要敬拜你，我们要感谢你。
Lord Jesus, in your word this morning, you have defined the relationship that we are to have with you.
主耶稣，通过你今天早上的话语，你让我们知道，对你来说，我们跟你之间的关系应该是怎么样的。
It is a relationship of love that is so close that it is like a marriage.
我们跟你这个在建立在爱的基础上的关系，就像婚姻关系一样。
A bridegroom who is always faithful, always loyal, committed to his bride.
一个新郎永远是忠实于他的新娘。
Is it so wrong to desire that the bride would respond in kind?
所以，如果新娘对待新郎不忠实的话，实在是非常的错误。
And yet, Lord Jesus, as your people, as your bride, Lord, so often we are still unfaithful.
但是主啊，我们是你的子民，我们是你的新娘，多少时候我们对你是如此的不忠。
But Lord Jesus, your word has reminded us of how we should live.
但是主，通过你的话，你提醒我们我们该怎么活。
Oh Lord, please give us the strength to carry it out.
就求主给我们力量，让我们能够执行你的命令。
Indeed, Lord Jesus, you have given us all everything.
你的确是把你所有的都给了我们。
And as the song that the choir presented this morning,
就像今天早上诗班所唱的，
to place our gifts at your feet.
让我们把我们的礼物放在你的脚前。
Lord, not only our very lives that we are to place before you as a living sacrifice.
我们不但是我们的生命，我们应该献给你做活祭。
Lord Jesus, whatever crowns that we receive, Lord, in the future, the crown of righteousness we will cast at your feet.
就是将来我们所得到的公义的冠冕，我们也应该恭敬地放在你的脚前。
Because we will realize that what we have all these things, not because of us, but because of you.
因为我们将会认识到我们所有的不是因为我们而是因为你的缘故。
Lord, help us to serve you with our lives.
求主帮助我们，让我们为你而活，让我们用我们的生命来服侍你。
Let us not be ashamed of you before our friends, our family members, and the world.
让我们在世人的面前，在我们的周围的人的面前，我们不会以你的名为羞愧。
Let us be light and salt.
求主让我们在世上做盐。做光，我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。